Hezbollah fighters kill militants from the so-called Free Syrian Army near the border with Lebanon as their battle alongside Syrian troops in Qusair has proven to be effective. On this edition of The Debate, we ask why some are saying the Syrian conflict is becoming an Israeli proxy war against the resistance front.
The Syrian conflict has once again spilled over into Lebanon. Lebanese resistance movement Hezbollah says its fighters have engaged foreign-backed takfiris who aim to topple the Syrian government in Baalbek region of eastern Lebanon. Hezbollah also said many of the takfiri extremists were killed in the fighting. Media reports say the insurgents may have been ambushed while setting up rocket launchers to attack Lebanon. They have fired several salvos of rockets into the country in recent days. The militants stepped up their attacks on the Lebanese territory after Hezbollah sent troops to help the Syrian government forces who have launched an operation against the militants in the city of Qusair near Lebanon's border. Hezbollah says its fight against the takfiris is aimed at preventing them from entering Lebanon. The fighting against Hezbollah is said to be part of a wider Israeli-backed campaign to weaken what is known as the axis of resistance in the Middle East, which also includes the Syrian government. Hezbollah has scored two main victories against Israel in the past decade. In 2000, the resistance movement forced the Israeli regime to pull out of southern Lebanon after decades of occupation. Hezbollah also inflicted a humiliating defeat on Israel in the 33-day war in 2006. Analysts believe that the Syrian government's fall and the weakening of Hezbollah at the hands of takfiris would serve Israel and its allies' best geostrategic interests as it would deal a heavy blow to the axis of resistance against Tel Aviv in the Middle East.
You're watching The Debate. Let me introduce our guest for you. Live in San Francisco, Lee Kaplan is an investigative journalist, and with us live from Beirut, Mohsen Saleh. He's a political commentator. Thank you very much, gentlemen, for being with us. My first question I'd put to Mr. Mohsen Saleh in Beirut. We'll start with this latest news that we're having, Mr. Saleh, of insurgents infiltrating the border and entering Lebanon via Syria, and then clashes taking place with Hezbollah fighters, Hezbollah killing the militants. The question is, why are these militants bringing the fight into Lebanese soil?
We should look at the takfiris in Syria and al-Nusra, what's so-called al-Nusra Front, as people who want to damage Syria under the orders of some of the Arab extremists and backed by the United States and Israel in order to besiege Hezbollah. That's the first aim. And the second aim, to make this instability in Syria and the Middle East, and then to try to make this another division after Sykes-Picot in 1916, and make a kind of chaos in the region. The Americans called it constructive or destructive instability in the Middle East, actually. And that's one of the remainings of the war against not only Islam, against all human will and human freedom in the region.
So, Mr. Saleh, sorry for jumping in here. You tell us here that you believe that the takfiris, the extremist militants fighting, are actually targeting Hezbollah, in your words, trying to besiege Hezbollah, with their backers having the same goal. Before we you continue, I'd just like to bring in Mr. Kaplan on this as well in San Francisco. Mr. Kaplan, we know that the militants have been asking the United States not only to give them heavy weapons for their fight against Bashar al-Assad and a no-fly zone, but also they've been asking for airstrikes, for instance, on Hezbollah in Lebanon as well. So why do you think there is this will or this decision to take the war into Lebanon?
Well, you know, when we talk about Hezbollah, you know, you can put lipstick on a pig, but it's still a pig. And Hezbollah is a basically a fascist movement. They're proxies for Iran. They constantly make war on Israel. They're not even Palestinians. They're just Arabs who are promoting the goals of the Velati Faqih regime. The Hezbollah are a cancer on the entire world. They're not just into terrorism. They also are running drugs in South America. They're involved with all manner of criminal activities, even inside the United States. cigarette smuggling, drugs, everything. They smuggle things over the Mexican border. As I said, Hezbollah is really a cancer, not just for the West, but they're a cancer for the Arab people as well.
So do you, however, think, Mr. Kaplan, the question is, do you think that there is now then an alliance between Israel and the militants and their Western backers then to use this situation in Syria to launch attacks on Hezbollah and to destroy Hezbollah?
I don't think there's an alliance between them to attack Hezbollah. However, I'm sure the Israelis welcome attacks on Hezbollah. I think, and this is only my personal opinion as a correspondent, that the U.S. State Department sees here an opportunity to possibly diminish Hezbollah's influence in the Middle East as a proxy for Iran, especially over the nuclear weapons issue, and also to hopefully cause the fall of Hafez Assad.
Okay, so let's go back to Mr. Saleh on this as well. Now, Mr. Saleh, the question here would be, as our guest there is saying, is this providing an opportunity for Israel or for the United States to target Hezbollah, or is this, as some have been saying from the start, a proxy war targeting the resistance front against Israel?
Well, I would say two things for your guest. First of all, who occupied Palestine and who occupied Lebanon? And by the help of the United States and the West, Israel occupied Palestine. And there are 7 million Palestinians dispersed in this world. And you know one of them, Edward Said, who was an American. And you know his position from Hezbollah and the resistance from also United States. He was a PAR professor in Colombia, and he know, and I tell you to read what he has said about the United States intervention in Palestine and how Israel was implanted in the Arab world. Then the cancer would be Israel in this Middle East, who the majority, not only the majority, the complete factions and the complete peoples and countries in these countries are Arabs and Muslims, whether in and Christians, whether in Palestine or in the Arab world. Now, if you implant Israel to make all this censorship in this region, then you can't say about Hezbollah, who was resisting the Israeli existence in Lebanon or in Palestine, occupying Lebanon, killing people, and trying to kill the spirit of resistance in this region. Hezbollah is not only a resistance. It is the spirit of the free men in the whole world, trying to defend these regions after the wars in 1948, 1967, 1973, 2006.
Yes.
So Hezbollah is the spirit of this world. So you planned by your agents in the Arab world, especially in the Persian Gulf, in order to put an end to the resistance, because this resistance started in Lebanon, then moving to Palestine, then this regime in Syria was working and trying to sponsor and trying to do all things to help the resistance. That's how Hezbollah and the regime, they do together in order to defend themselves from the Israeli and the American aggression.
Okay, then now the question that was raised here, Mr. Saleh, I'd just like to put this to our guest in San Francisco, Mr. Kaplan. The question is, even if the United States sees this as a good opportunity, or as you say, to target Hezbollah, Israel sees this as a good opportunity, we are seeing the bloodshed in Syria. We are seeing the takfiris, the extremists committing atrocities, human rights violations. Why should they allow this conflict not only to engulf Syria, but also spread into Lebanon and elsewhere in the region, cause even more bloodshed because we want to target Hezbollah? We should allow this violence to continue?
As I've said before, and before the propagandist who's opposite me was speaking, Hezbollah is not engaging in resistance. Hezbollah is an expansionist fascist movement which is led by the Velati Fakih regime, whose purpose is to foment these wars. You know, he very conveniently ignores the fact that Hezbollah is the proxy terrorists for the Iranian regime to spread state-sponsored terrorism throughout the world. And as I've mentioned, they're involved with drugs, they're involved with murder, they're involved with firing missiles into civilian populations in Israel. Israel is not Palestine.
The United Nations did not vote for the
racism of Hezbollah.
I am speaking.
Hezbollah are thugs. In fact, when the Iranian people themselves, during the 2009 elections, were protesting the dictatorship in Iran, their own people, it was the Hezbollah who the Velati Fakih regime imported into Iran to attack their own people, the Iranian people, on the streets.
Mr. Kaplan,
there was a woman murdered.
The question
on the streets
that I put to you, would you kindly respond to that question as well? And that was, why should they allow this conflict to spread in the region and cause even more bloodshed, even if they want to target Hezbollah? Is that, do you think, the right thing to do?
Well, I think you have to. Hezbollah has to go, just like Assad has to go. And I think what the U.S. State Department is doing at this point, and of course I can't speak for the State Department, but I think their attitude is that they are lining up against the Shiite-inspired Hezbollah.
Yes.
Assad's regime, the Alawites, are a branch of Shiism, and they're hoping to align the Muslim world against Iran, especially as Iran continues to build a nuclear weapon it doesn't need, which it intends to use to threaten the West and Israel.
Okay. Now, before I continue the discussion, I'd just like to give our viewers a chance to take a look at some of the comments that have been posted on our Facebook page by our viewers. We'll take a look at those comments and we'll be back.
The campaign against Syria and Hezbollah is not new. It was launched after the defeat of Israel in South Lebanon. The US and its allies are very scared of Hezbollah becoming so popular that it could encourage Arab nations to fight Israel. Tell me, who benefits from the war in Syria? And I will tell you who is behind this deadly war. Israel is the main beneficiary of the Syrian government's weakening and Hezbollah's distraction from Israel. The Syrian government has made a lot of mistakes in dealing with protests demanding reforms and used excessive force against them. Therefore, Al-Qaeda and Israel have misused this and turned the protests into war. Assad is more democratic and open-minded and modern than rulers of Qatar, Saudi Arabia, and other states. It's not a fight for democracy and human rights. It's a fight against the resistance front.
Some of the comments posted on our Facebook page by some of you, the viewers who've been, of course, following this story throughout the day. I'd like to quickly go to Mr. Mohsen Saleh in Beirut with the next question. Now, some of the issues that were discussed in those comments were referring a lot to the role of Israel here. We know, Mr. Saleh, that Israel got involved at some point with the airstrikes on Syria. Now, those airstrikes were interpreted by people differently. Some said they were provocations to allow Syria, for instance, to launch an attack on Israel, and then this could lead to a warlike situation. Do you think Israel does benefit from a war and chaos in Syria?
Well, absolutely. Any problem in any of the Arab worlds and the Islamic worlds and the countries who are anti the existence of this cancer in the Middle East, Israel, would benefit Israel at the end, and the United States. Your guest mentioned something about Hezbollah and Iran, and I would tell him that probably he doesn't need read history. When the United States invaded Iraq, Condoleezza Rice after that came to Lebanon and said, well, after 33 days of hostilities and aggressions and killing in Lebanon and ruining most of the infrastructure in Lebanon, said something, we are witnessing the contraction of new Middle East. So they tried to kill the people in Lebanon and spill a lot of blood from the Lebanese blood in order to create a new Middle East. Hezbollah said, yes, we're gonna make a new Middle East, but not on the way of the Americans and the Israelis. We're gonna defend Lebanon. And they succeeded. And that's how the mere defense of you show that how you are angry of Hezbollah, because did not let the Americans divide the region and try to make these tribes kill each other. And that's why you are helping the Americans and the Europeans and the Israelis helping this what so-called the extremists. Sometimes you put them on the list of terrorism, and then under the table you ask the Europeans to help them and arm them in all kinds of arms and kinds of poisonous. You are not the human in dealing with the issues of the region. The Palestinians have been kicked out by the Israelis with the help of the Americans for more than 60 years, and you did not show any mercy at the Palestinians. They have been massacred, they have been killed, kicked out of their country, and then you are defending this cancer of Israel and the helper of the cancer. You are giving all kinds of help to this cancer. And
now,
then
Kaplan,
you become the cancer of the cancer.
Okay, I'll just put this question to you first, Mr. Kaplan, and that is, Hezbollah itself is saying that we are seeing these Takfiris, these extremist groups, it's saying, launching attacks now on Lebanese territories, and that's why we need to get involved to defend the Lebanese territory, to defend Lebanon as a state. So they say that that's why we are in Syria. And do you think, first of all, that that justifies their presence there? And second of all, do you think that it has served as a game changer now?
Well, first of all, let's clarify something here. Hezbollah took over Lebanon, and they came in there. Again, they're a terrorist, state-sponsored proxy group for Iran. And the Lebanese people are not happy with Hezbollah being there. And Hezbollah is holding the country hostage. So let's clarify that. So next, when we talk about Israel, you know, Hassan Nasrallah, who's the head of Hezbollah, has said he wishes all the Jews, not Israelis, mind you, but all the Jews in the world would move to Israel so he could kill them all in one place. And again, this is classic anti-Semitism coming from Iran. This is as the proxy. Now, it's a very complex issue with what's going on with the fight against Syria, because, of course, you have certain elements of the al-Nusra Front who are al-Qaeda. However, these are not the organizations that the West or Israel really wants to support. You say it's to Israel's advantage if Assad goes. Well, you know, we have to look back at the fact that Assad in Damascus provided the home base for the Hamas, Khalid Mashal, there in Damascus, and Islamic Jihad and the leaderships of Jew killers for the last 40 or 50 years. And they've just left, in fact, now, the Hamas are fighting against Hezbollah. This is the Middle East. As he keeps talking about Palestine, listen, there never was a state called Palestine. And the Jews there who established Israel in 1948, the Zionist movement, purchased their land legally. The Arabs are making it impossible, and Hezbollah is one of the proxies that makes this impossible, making it impossible to have peace in the Middle East. None of this is to the advantage of the Arab people. This constant warring against the Jews in America is going to lead to nothing but more misery for the Arab people.
Okay, I do have a question on what you just said there, but before I ask my question, let's bring in our guest in Beirut. I think he has some comments to make on what you just said. Mr. Saleh, I guess they were saying that, first of all, the Lebanese people are not happy about Hezbollah's presence in Lebanon. They think it's taken the country hostage, and that Hezbollah's policy has been to kill all Jews, which is anti-Semitic, and that Palestine as a state does not exist. So would you like to respond to that?
Well, I think I said he doesn't read anything. Who is occupying who? Israel was occupying Lebanon. And Hezbollah, everybody in Lebanon says that these members of Hezbollah are Lebanese. They have identities. They were born here. They were not born anywhere else. So they have to defend themselves, like the Palestinians, like anybody. So these people are not coming from China, from Hawaii, from Washington, from anywhere. So this is the first thing. The second thing, how do you tell me about 7 million Palestinians are there, and the UNRWA and the United Nations confessed that there were Palestine, and it was on the map, and it was dashed by the Europeans after their victory, what so-called the Allies, after World War One and World War II. And the United States helped and confessed, acknowledged the existence of Israel and the Palestinians. So read history. Read history. There was never something called Israel. The second, the most important thing, if you make a poll in the whole Arab world, you will find that Sayyid Hassan Nasrallah is the first in this world. The first, 350 million were watching Sayyid Nasrallah was talking the last day. Mm. And nobody in this world could have this kind of popularity like Sayyid Hassan Nasrallah, because he achieved what can't anybody can achieve.
Well, Mr. Saleh, I'm really sorry. Look, we are running out of
time. You have to be intellectual. You are a journalist.
Yes.
You should read. You should know.
Mr. Saleh, I will give you more time.
The mentality, the culture. I know your culture. But try to read what's going on here.
Okay,
the Arab
Mr.
world
Saleh.
Really is proud of Hassan Nasrallah and Hezbollah.
Okay, I will give you more time. But because we're running out of time, I'd just like to get the last comments from, I guess, Mr. Kaplan. You said earlier on, Mr. Kaplan, that Hamas, Hezbollah, these have been supported by Syria's Assad. That's one reason why Israel would want Assad to go, the United States would want Assad to go. But does this justify the United States remaining silent or not in the field of action, doing anything to stop the extremism from spreading in Syria just because it wants Assad to go?
Well, you talk about extremism. Let's face it, the entire region there in the Arab states, particularly with Hezbollah, is extremist. The Hezbollah are the modern manifestation of the Nazis. They even do the Nazi salute. They're a fascist movement. The gentleman who's talking to me about history doesn't really know history. He knows propaganda, but he doesn't know history. And the fact of the matter is, if the Arab people are ever to have peace in that part of the world, and to achieve something for the so-called Palestinians. And let me point out to him that it was the Israeli government, with the help of the United States, which put out a license to create a Palestinian state in the West Bank. And the leadership of that state, Abbas, continually talks about how once they have their state, they're going to destroy all of Israel. Now, how would you like to live with a neighbor who constantly says, no matter what you do for him, he's going to come back later and kill you? This is the fact that is very conveniently ignored in the Arab world.
We have run out of time. Just under a minute left for Mr. Saleh in Beirut. Mr. Mohsen Saleh, a lot of people are now saying, with Russia getting involved in the situation in Syria, giving the missiles to Syria, and with Hezbollah involved, this is not in the benefit of Israel. And Israel, though it wanted to make use of the situation, is going to face defeat. How do you see the situation for Israel?
I guess there is a new world without the United States in the region. I guess the China and Russia and Iran and Hezbollah and the new Syria after this, what so-called takfiris and the help of the Saudis and the Qataris, these American agents, and this cancer of Israel cannot benefit from this whole war. This is a new dawn of the region. Hezbollah will be on the head of this axis.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mohsen Saleh, political commentator with us there in Beirut. A big thank you to my guest in San Francisco as well, Mr. Lee Kaplan, investigative journalist. Thank you so much for staying with us on another edition of The Debate. From Michal Malevsky, it's goodbye.